The show you're about to see is an actual cooking class. These students will learn how to prepare a slim meal. The recipes have been created exclusively for our show and tested in our Slim Cooking Test Kitchen. Each meal has been carefully designed to help you lose weight. Hey, are you all hungry? Yeah. Let me take you south of the border for our fabulous fajitas. Look at these, marinated in a great homemade salsa, wrapped in a flour tortilla, and served with mango slices and sparkling mineral water with lime. That's what you're going to learn to make and to eat. Today on what, guys? Slim Cooking! We have a great recipe for you today, and we brought along this nice gentleman who helps develop different dishes for El Torito, and this is Carlos, everybody. Say hello to Carlos. Hey. Hi, Carlos.
How are you?
I have to ask you a question. Don't wreck the set. It's your first time, okay, Carlos? It's the first time we ever let anyone else wear an apron that doesn't say Slim Cooking.
Okay.
I want you to know that.
I never even
got one. I want you to look at this Mexican dinner. This is two fajitas. It's got guacamole and sour cream on it, as you can see. And inside it's chicken with lots of oil. You know how you make these.
Okay. Yes.
Then we have a little flan for dessert. And then we have a margarita. Have you ever had something like this before?
Sure.
You have? Yeah. How many calories, Carlos, since you helped develop recipes, how many calories do you think is in this?
In the entire program there? Probably about 1,000.
1,000. Let's see what our Slim Cooking calorie counter says. 1,450 calories.
I was close.
You were close. You were close. You were 450 calories off.
That's close enough.
Keith, how are you?
Good.
Here is our, you saw this. This is our fajita, and it's not cooked in a lot of oil. And we gave you some beautiful mango slices, and we gave you a nice soda with lime. How many calories? Now, you remember this one.
Yeah.
1,450. Keith, how many calories would you say is in our fajita meal?
Probably about 800.
800. Let's see what our calorie counter says for this entire meal, this beautiful fajita and the mango. 440 calories, a saving of 1,010 calories. Oh! Get your pencils ready because we're going to take you to the wonderful recipe of fajitas right after this commercial. Bye-bye! Now, I know there's lots of Mexican restaurants in your neighborhood and you'd love to go for the fajitas, but let's say you want to make them at home. Here are the ingredients for our fabulous fajitas. Okay, you're going to make the homemade salsas combine in a non-metal bowl. 2.5 cups of diced tomatoes, there they are. Then you're going to add 1/2 cup of diced onions, 1/2 cup of diced green chilies, 1 minced jalapeno or serrano chili, that's optional because it's very hot, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1/4 cup of minced cilantro leaves, a dash of salt, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. And that makes your sauce, the fajita mixture, cut into thin strips now, 1 pound of chicken breast, boned and skinned. You'll marinate in 1 cup of homemade salsa, 1/2 cup of tomato juice. You're gonna stir fry chicken in, and then you're gonna combine 1 tablespoon of cooking oil. You'll remove the chicken and add to skillet and continue to stir fry, 1/4 cup of chicken broth, 1.5 cups of red bell pepper strips, 1.5 cups of green bell pepper strips, 1 red onion slice. That's real nice for your fajitas. Then you'll take 1 tablespoon of chopped cilantro, 1 clove of garlic minced. You're gonna remove the chicken to skillet, toss with vegetables, cover and heat for 1 minute. You're gonna serve wrapped in 5 10-inch flour tortillas. You're gonna top with 1/2 cup of finely shredded cheddar cheese, 1 2/3 cup of green chili salsa. Then we're gonna make a mock sour cream with 1 cup of low-fat cottage cheese and 1/4 cup of buttermilk. And then it's time we're gonna garnish them. You can garnish these with peppers and with chilies. And once you do all this work, it seems kind of complicated. When we do it, you'll see that it's very easy. You're going to get a beautiful dinner for you and your family of gorgeous fajitas. Are there any questions so far? No questions? None. None? None. Okay. First thing we're going to do, now Carlos, you've made this a lot. You've made fajitas.
A couple of times.
What do you mean a couple of times? So you kind of tell me what we're, if we're doing this okay, all right? Okay. We're going to first put in our tomatoes, all right? And then we're going to add, these are canned.
You green, can,
yeah,
green chilies.
Yeah, these are green chilies, and you can can these. You can can them, but you can also buy them canned, okay? Now, while those are just marinating for just a second, the tomatoes and the chili, I'm going to give you the slimming calculation for this meal, okay? Substitute our fabulous fajitas for a regular restaurant fajita once a week, and you will save 1,010 calories per meal. Now, that will eliminate 4,343 calories a month. And that represents, my friends, an exciting 15 pounds a year by just changing this one meal, okay? Is that good?
Yeah.
I think it's good. Now, while those two have been marinating, we're gonna add the onions, okay? And then we're gonna add, this is optional, you can add these chilies. Now, these are Anaheim chilies, California chilies. They are very hot, aren't they? What, Carlos?
They're serrano peppers.
These are serrano peppers?
Yes, they are. And they're very hot.
Very hot. Does anyone want to taste them? Okay. I'm going to put them in because, you know, well, there's always a couple people who like it hot. Then we're going to add our garlic, okay? And we'll add our cilantro. Now, some people love cilantro and some people don't like it. You may want to serve it on the side if you find that there's too many people who don't care for it too much. Tomato paste, okay? And a little teeny bit of salt if you can have it. And you mix that all together, and that is basically your salsa. Okay, and you can serve this on the side. How does this look, Carlos?
It looks terrific.
Does it look good?
It really does.
Now, do you like cilantro?
Delicious.
You do? Does anyone here not like cilantro? Oh, Robin, you don't care for it?
No.
Robin, but you've been you have been eating great. Tell everybody how much you have lost so far.
I've lost about 52 pounds.
52 pounds?
Yay.
And you lose weight when you cut your calories. That's the main thing here. What, did we get something on you? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, now, here's what we're gonna do. The next step is we're gonna marinate our chicken. Now, when you marinate chicken, again, we cut the chicken into little strips like this, okay? And if you marinate the chicken, you can marinate it for a couple hours, and you can also marinate it overnight. You know, a lot of people kind of plan their dinner. Some of us don't plan them too well. So here's what we do. We take our chicken, we put it in a bowl, and we slice that. And I told you, one of the big tips is if you want to slice your chicken real, come on! If you want to slice your chicken really thin, you can freeze your chicken for about 30 minutes. And then when you take it out, your knife will be able to cut that chicken nice and thin, okay? We're going to take a cup of the salsa. I think this will be about a cup. Let's see. Okay. We're going to take a cup of the salsa. We're going to stir that around. And we're going to let that marinate, okay? Now, I'm going to add to this some tomato juice because that's going to help, it's going to help that chicken get nice and flavorful. Now, after you marinate this, okay, in the refrigerator for at least 2 hours or overnight, then it's time to take it out and we're going to cook it. And we're going to get a slotted little spoon here. What we're going to do is we have this, and it's really great. It's by Joyce Chen, and it's a combination between a kind of a frying pan and I think like a wok dish, okay? And we thank Joyce for this. And we're gonna just put our chicken in, and we're gonna saute our chicken and keep this salsa. And we're gonna saute the chicken for about 3 to 5 minutes and get that chicken nice and done, okay? And we're gonna kind of swish this around. Are there any questions yet? Yes, Celia, what is your question?
Is there any kind of oil that you should not use for stir frying?
Is there any kind of oil? I think it's really more the portions than it is. I have used olive oil. I have used vegetable oil. I have used corn oil. I've used Puritan. I've used just about anything. It depends on the flavor. I think my favorite, if you could do a Chinese dish, I would use what? Sesame oil, okay? Oh, look, the 3 minutes are up and all that chicken is just cooked. Goodness, conversation makes things fast, doesn't it? Okay, so we take the chicken out because now we have to do our vegetables. So we use our same pan, okay? And look at the vegetables we have, and they're just beautiful. It's very, now you use this in your fajitas?
Yes, we do.
Okay, So we have some red onions to give it some color. This is a very colorful dish. We have some green bell peppers and some red bell peppers. Keith,
yes.
Is that your guitar?
Yes, it is.
Do you normally bring your guitar to cooking class?
All the time.
Oh, all the time. So it's like a regular with you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, are you going to play us something?
Yeah, I figured I'd write you a song about chicken fajitas.
Well, let me just add these four things, then we can do it, okay?
Okay.
I have my vegetables here. I'm going to add a little more cilantro, my garlic. Come on out. Gets so shy, that garlic. Now, I'm using a little teeny bit of oil. I could use a lot of oil like some of the restaurants, but how I cut my oil is with what? Chicken broth. So we first put a little teeny bit of oil in, and then we add some chicken broth, and we have a recap of the recipe so you'll see exactly how much, okay? And while these are stir frying, I think that Keith would like to sing a little song to us.
Sure, okay. They're so good for our family. Hey, chicken fajitas, everybody can fajitas. Good for the family. Cooking our chicken fajitas, cause they're so good for our family.
See, I think music and cooking go together. And if you all love to cook, there's a couple great albums like Dirty Dancing and the La Bamba album, and it's really great to cook fajitas, you know? Thanks so much for that beautiful song. Your vegetables will stir fry, and then we have our chicken that we've already cooked for about 3 minutes, and we're going to add that chicken in and just cook for just a few more minutes, okay? And while this is cooking, look at these colors. I gotta just show these because I'm gonna slide this over and get a shot of this. Look at those beautiful greens and chicken and tomatoes and onions and Carlos, wipe that little bit of spit you have on the side. While all our vegetables and chicken are getting to know each other, we're gonna take a break and come back and stuff them in those tortillas right after these commercials. You can get a steam for your face and make fajitas all at the same time. Look what we did. We took a flour tortilla, we warmed a little bit. You can keep them warm in tin foil, okay? We can't use sour cream, and we can't use guacamole. If you're trying to lose weight, those are two no-nos. So we make a mock sour cream, and all it is it's a little bit of cottage cheese, and it's buttermilk, and you will be amazed at what it tastes like. You just get a little food processor, and you whip this up, and it becomes what we term a mock sour cream, and it's done. Isn't that fast? Quicker than a cow could do it, you know? Okay, so here's what we do. We take some of our fajita inside, and we drip it all over. Let's move that over, Richard. Okay, and we have those fresh bell peppers and chicken and onions. We put some in the middle, okay? And then we're gonna fold it over like this. Oh, get back here! Okay, we're gonna fold it over like this, and then we're going to put a little bit of our sour cream, if I can find a spoon. Well, we'll just use this one. Okay. And now, this is a slotted spoon, so it's gonna be a little difficult. We're gonna pour a little teeny bit of our mock sour cream on the top here, okay? Then we're going to add a little bit of cheese, and we're going to add some of the salsa that we made. And there you have a beautiful fajitas, okay? Now, I'm gonna show you what it's gonna all look like. Keith, you can just play around with that for a second. And here is our finished dish. I want you to see how pretty. It's a meal that everybody will enjoy. Look at that gorgeous meal. Isn't that? Our fajitas right there. We have our little mango. We have our sparkling water or whatever you would like, a diet cola with some lime. Let's recap today's slim cooking recipe for chicken fajitas. You'll make a homemade salsa, 2.5 cups of diced tomatoes, and there they are looking nice and red and plump. Then we'll add 1/2 cup of diced onions, 1/2 cup of diced green chilies, 1 minced jalapeno or serrano chili optional, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1/4 cup of minced cilantro leaves, a little teeny itsy bitsy dash of salt if you can have it, and 2 tablespoons of tomato paste that will kind of give it a nice rich flavor. Then you'll cut into thin strips 1 pound of chicken breast, boned and skinned. And then we're gonna have to marinate those chicken breasts in 1 cup of homemade salsa and 1/2 cup of tomato juice. Then you're gonna stir fry the chicken in 1 tablespoon of cooking oil. You'll remove chicken, add to skillet, and continue to stir fry. 1/4 cup of chicken broth, 1.5 cups of red bell pepper strips, 1.5 cups of green bell pepper strips, 1 red onion sliced, 1 tablespoon of chopped cilantro, 1 clove of garlic minced. Doesn't that look good? You return chicken to skillet. You will toss with vegetables, cover, and heat for 1 minute. And guess what you're gonna put in? Does anybody know? No, not fried wontons. This is a Mexican dish, 5 10-inch flour tortillas, and I told you how to warm them, and it's real easy. And then you're ready to top it with 1/2 cup of finely shredded cheddar cheese, 1 2/3 cup of homemade salsa, and then we're gonna make our mock sour cream very easy, 1 cup of low-fat cottage cheese, and 1/4 cup of buttermilk. Oh, and then, after all of that, you're gonna garnish with those wonderful little peppers. Look at them, the peppers and the chilies, okay? And look at the little chilies. I have a couple in my hand here when you go to the supermarket. Oh, there is our dish. I'm sorry. There's our dish, and then we'll come back to me, and I'll show you what these little chilies look like. I think you can even grow these. Do you grow these? You do grow these? At home. Are they easy to grow?
Very easy.
Oh, well, good. I think we should all grow it. Now, Carlos wants to taste these. He wants to compare them, and you know what? We will right after this commercial message. What do you think?
Great.
Terrific.
Very good.
You said, Carlos, you said terrific?
Terrific. Yeah.
There's a big wad of cheese sticking out on your little lip there. What does the word fajita mean?
It's pronounced fajitas.
What does the word fajitas mean?
It simply means small strips of meat or chicken. In this case, it would be chicken.
Chicken, thin strips. That's good. We know that. So you just walk in and say, I'll have some thin strips. Sharon, you had a question during the break.
Yes, if you put shrimp in it, how do you vary the recipe?
You can still marinate the shrimp. It just takes a little teeny time to cook those in that dish. But like a shrimp fajitas would be very good. Enjoy our recipe and watch us again. We love you. Tomorrow we're going to make guiltless cookies for your kids and for yourself to watch television. We love you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and your family. We'll see you soon on Slim Cooking.